Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
A very good day to everyone. Welcome. Today I'm joined by a very special guest, Bishop Lamar Whitehead of Leaders of Tomorrow Brooklyn Ministry. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. God bless you as well. So today we're going to be talking about immigration, and we look at Philippians chapter 1 verses 28, which states, "Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God." Can you comment on the war on immigrants by the current administration and how this scripture can provide comfort?
Looking at the framework of how immigration is looked at, I think it's more so taken personal to the administrations that's in place, because there has been so much turmoil with immigrants being used as pawns. It's funny how we look at different things when it's not you and I, right? So they look at people with no green cards, look at immigrants that don't have a leg to stand on, theoretically, in the United States, and they use them as a pawn. When I look at this, right, I look at it as a game that's being played. And when I look at the scripture, under Philippians 1:28, when we look at Philippians and when we look at the book in its totality, this is one of the epistles of Paul. And Paul was an apostle. And when he wrote to the church of Philippian, he was actually writing from a Roman prison. So while he was yet in the wilderness of prison, he was actually giving hope to a church that was being downgraded and being discouraged. So there was direction that needed to be set. What am I saying? I think that the hope that immigrants in the United States of America must stand on is Jesus Christ. Now, the reason why I say that is because, listen, when we look at Reformation, a reformation is to reform. The reason why I believe that the United States of America are freed of immigrants is because of a reformation. I believe that the United States of America is stuck in their ways, and I believe that they are very afraid of change. When I look at immigration, I look at it being very important. When I look at immigration, I look at it as they're human beings. My father was from the Bahamas, which means that, you know, he wasn't of the United States. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm 50%, I would say, immigrant, right? I'm a bishop. I'm a pastor. However, I was born in the United States of America. And I think that immigration plays a huge part in the Bible. It says, love one another. It says, honor one another. One of the commandments says, love thy neighbor. It doesn't say, if you're an immigrant, I should not love you. It says, love thy neighbor. To all of my immigrant brothers and sisters, right? Let me just say this. You're nothing without hope. But you have to base your hope on something. And let me say this. The reason why they're fighting you so hard is because you have something to offer. Right? It's your testimony. You have to go through this test in order to be strengthened. But you have to testify that you trusted Jesus. So therefore, he can deliver you and you can have a testimony. You have to understand that immigration is just a word. You're just a foreigner. I was too. My ancestors were. That doesn't dehumanize you. I need each and every one of you to be strong and in good courage. Trust Joshua 1:9. He says, "Haven't I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, be not dismayed, For I am the Lord your God with you wheresoever you go. You gotta trust that. Stop worrying about all of these other people that's talking, all the other noise. And everybody's gonna try to tell you what they want you to hear. But the only truth is God. See, you're gonna be caught up with two truths. What the administration is gonna be talking about, the world, and what God is gonna be talking about. And you have to decide what truth you're gonna go with. Are you gonna go with the world, or are you gonna go with God? And that's what I want to leave you with. And that's what hope is all about.
Amen.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.